Welcome to How I Got Arrested. My name is Arish Rivers. I'm a real-life bail agent living in California, and I'll be bringing you stories about people and how they ended up in police custody. Some of the stories you hear may still be pending cases, and are stories about how people ended up in custody, not necessarily anything about their guilt or innocence. All right, if you like what you hear, please share with a friend or family member. I would really like to be able to do this full-time instead of, well, I like my day job, but, you know, hey, nothing wrong with new scenery. Okay, with that, let's dive in. All right, party people, we're back with another episode of How I Got Arrested. Been a while. Sorry about that, but I'm happy to be back and still helping people get out of jail, helping them get back home, helping them figure out what ultimately are, well, either you're, you know, dead to rights red-handed or just a misunderstanding that got out of control. But either way, let's talk about a misunderstanding that got really out of control. So we'll go ahead and toss this one out at the beginning. This guy is not currently in custody. This is actually an older story, and this comes from a buddy of mine named Pete. Pete, if you're listening, forgive me on some of the details. I've got it down as best as I could, but that was one heck of a story you told me. So we'll go ahead and dive right in. The 21st century, everybody. What a wonderful time to be alive, especially in the realm of dating and the internet, right? I mean, I've definitely taken my cracks at it, and I would say internet dating is probably responsible for me even being where I am, which is now living in the San Francisco Bay Area, right? Other than that, probably would have hung out in Los Angeles for the rest of my life. But either way, so I am unclear on a couple of the names here, being as me and my buddy Pete were kind of swapping the war stories, as it were. But this is actually one of his old clients. And it's my understanding that Pete and this guy kind of go way back on that professional level. Pete is also a bail bondsman working in California. And this is just one of those clients who just seems to step into, you know, piles of crap everywhere he goes one way or another at some point. So before I dive into all the details, I just want to let everybody know that this story goes there. Right? And it is within the realm of what can go wrong with internet dating and a little bit of catfishing, right? So let's go ahead and dive right in. So a little bit of backstory for this guy. I believe at the time of this, he's in his mid-20s. Again, ask Pete if I'm wrong. Just leave a comment here or something like that. I'll pass it on to him. He can clarify any questions you have. But for the sake of our story, this guy is in his mid-20s. And so he meets this girl online. And, you know, so they go back and forth, exchange messages, sweet nothings, all of that good fun stuff, which, you know, ultimately leads to a date. Now, granted, it's not one of the most glamorously set up dates. It's really more of a booty call, if you want to call it anything. But, you know, for whatever reason, this guy is going to be traveling to the location. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is, we're kind of heading there, but we're kind of not. It's not quite Chris Hansen territory, but hang with me here, right? So this guy heads out to the date. And as they're exchanging messages, you know, he's being told, you know, hey, go ahead and, you know, park, you know, stay outside, blah, blah, whatever. You know, my mom's home, all that kind of stuff. And we get it, right? We've been there before. We've gone to pick up our dates. Maybe we were 16 years old or whatever, right? When we were kids, and you show up at your lady's place or your dude's place, and it's like, hey, I can't let my parents know you're here. Park up the street. Well, so it's at one of those situations. So this guy, you know, parks outside of the house. And the girl that he's going to see, you know, she comes out and hops into the car with him. So, you know, one thing leads to another, couple of foggy windows, some car rocking, You know, some gigging, laughing, whatever. Bottom line is, this attracts a good amount of attention. So somebody calls the police because they just hear people in a car and, again, foggy windows. And some people are just going to ruin your day when, I guess maybe they don't have the type of thing going on in their life. I don't know. If you're kind of on that track where you got to go ruin somebody else's fun, you're probably just lacking. Take a moment to, I don't know, examine a few things and just figure out how can you go about your day without needing to ruin somebody else's. So that's my opinion piece. But going back into the story, let's hit the fast forward button. Guy and girl are still having their fun, kind of finishing up, whatever. And kudos to him. Ladies and gentlemen, safe sex. Yeah, it's always worth it, generally. So, guy at least wears a condom. We know that. He didn't just, like, fly in from Cleveland and raw dog somebody he met on the internet. So, I gotta give him a hat nod there. But I digress. So, the cops show up. And, you know, they shine the light on the car. And guy's like, oh, shit, you know, whatever. And so, it's my understanding that the officer, you know, tells the guy to get out of the car. And, you know, they pulls him over and they start talking. And he's like, you know, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm just, you know, hanging out with my girlfriend here. And just, you know, just having a little bit of fun. You know, it's, you know, I get it, you know, on the street in the car. And, you know, the cop is just asking this guy these questions. And it's looking like one of those, hey, you know, I could take you in for this kind of stupid stuff, but really, I mean, I'm not trying to ruin anybody's night. So kudos to that cop on that end. But this guy, and I'm still a little unclear as to the reason why. He had tossed the condom he used onto the floor in front of the cop. And the cop was kind of like, all right, come on, man, really, like, you know, that's, you're really going to litter? You're going to litter in front of the cop right now, really? And at that moment, you know, having a strange man outside of your house, hemmed up by the police, lights are on and everything, a woman steps outside of her front door. And so she's watching what's going on. And if I have the details correct, she's actually the one who called the cops. But she's watching what's going on. And the cop decides to push the issue a little bit more, knowing that, like, all right, we got this guy here, and maybe he's not totally legit, I don't know. So he calls for the other person in the car to pop on out. So this girl sticks her head out of the door, and the cop goes, hey, you know this guy? She goes, yeah, you know. And cop's like, who is he? And mom is like, that's my daughter! And turns to the daughter, you know, is that your mom? Yeah. And cop goes, how old are you? And mom goes, she's 17. So the cop looks back at our guy who showed up for the date. And without missing a beat, guy bends down, picks up the condom, and swallows it. Oh, that's quite the image. I mean, that's, I don't know, man. That kind of constitution within somebody, maybe resolution rather. I don't know. That's disgusting. Really, that's disgusting. But either way, he swallows a condom, and he gets arrested. So, as you know, he's put in cuffs, and then he ends up calling my buddy Pete, letting him know what happened. And, you know, Pete kind of goes through it and gets the guy out of custody. So let's hit the fast forward button because we all want to know what happened to him. Now, to this guy's credit, he was under the impression that this girl was of age. Luckily enough, any transcripts between the two or anything like that would have pretty much exonerated him and showed that he had been lied to. So in his best due diligence, he thought that he was going to meet a girl who was of legal consenting age in California, which is 18. I don't know why I feel like it's a different age in, like, the more backwards parts of the country.
kind of places where people paint, you know, stuff on their cars and drive off of ramps or whatever. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I live in a bubble. Whatever. So, I guess in that desperate move of swallowing the condom, technically there's really no evidence to show that there had been any kind of relations, I guess you would say, besides a cop's word. But, you know, in courts and legality and all that kind of stuff, it, you know, you gotta think about Denzel Washington back in Training Day. You know, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. Well, if you can't prove that anything happened, and there's no evidence, well, you have no choice but to go ahead and release that person. So, yeah. Kind of the quick one. I'm happy I could bring you guys that little quick story. Like I said, I told you guys, it goes there. So if you're feeling some kind of way about it, I mean, let me know, but you know, don't let me know about it, I guess. Don't get mad at me. So I look forward to bringing you guys more episodes. I guess we're just going to call this one a quickie. I see what I did there. It wasn't on purpose. But as more stories come up, I'll be happy to share with you guys. And reminder, if you have a story about how you ended up in custody and you don't mind sharing it out to the rest of the world, hey, get in touch with me. Let me know. I'll be happy to go ahead and welcome you to the show. But for now, I've got people to go help get out of jail. All right, everyone, stay easy.